SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Social Cohesion Envoy Peter Carlile urges census change for LGBTIQ plus visibility. Israel and Hamas agree to ceasefire for polio vaccination drive in Gaza. And in sport, swimmer Tom Gallagher delivers Australia's first gold medal of the 2024 Paris Paralympics. With all this morning's latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Social Cohesion Envoy Peter Carlile has joined calls to reverse the government's decision not to include more categories for gender and sexuality in the 2026 census. In a statement posted to social media platform X, he says he's heard the hurt and pain reflected from the LGBTIQ plus community who simply want to be counted amongst the rest of the population. Labor promised to amend the census before the last election, but has scrapped any possible changes due to fear of division in the community. It's been widely condemned by the community, including advocacy group Equality Australia. The Israeli military and Palestinian militant group Hamas has agreed to zoned three-day pauses in fighting in the Gaza Strip to allow for the delivery of some 640,000 polio vaccinations for children. World Health Organization official Rick Peeperkorn says the vaccination campaign is due to start on Sunday. He says the agreement is for the pauses to take place between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. Mr. Peeperkorn says the campaign starts in central Gaza with a three-day pause in fighting, then moves to southern Gaza for another three-day pause, followed by northern Gaza.
Without humanitarian pauses, as we call it, as the UN, a campaign delivery, which is already implemented in incredible, constrained, complex environments, will not be possible. So we will monitor it throughout the campaign. It has been agreed when needed, the campaign will be extended by one day per zone or even more when necessary.
The WHO confirmed on August 23rd that at least one baby has been paralysed by the type 2 polio virus, the first such case in the territory in 25 years. Today marks 25 years since a UN-led referendum secured Timor-Leste's independence from Indonesian control. At least 1,400 civilians were killed in reprisals led by Indonesian militias and aided by the country's military. Ian Martin was on the scene for the UN when the vote went ahead.
That was really the point at which the courage and the determination of the Timorese made itself felt. Because despite the fact that some had been displaced and were hiding in the hills, people came to register, and it was quite soon apparent that we were even going to exceed the numbers of voters that the electoral experts had estimated.
Australia also played a pivotal role in the peacekeeping response that helped ensure the country's liberation. Damien Kingsbury is an emeritus professor at Deakin University.
Violence and destruction being wrought by the Indonesian military and its proxy militias really tipped the balance. Certainly in Australia, there was a very significant international protest, a lot of pressure on the government, and the Prime Minister of the time, John Howard, very reluctantly agreed to send Australian troops under UN auspices some weeks later. He only did that under pressure from the United States.
Coercive control could soon be punishable by law in South Australia under proposed new reforms put before the state parliament. Coercive control is a non-violent form of domestic violence where an abuser seeks to control their victim's behaviour. The SA government last year committed to making it a criminal offence. Minister for Women and the Prevention of Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence, Katrine Hildyard, says the government would spend an additional 2 years educating the community about what constitutes coercive control before implementing the laws. Vigils have been held in Sydney and Melbourne to remember a Tamil asylum seeker who died on Wednesday. 23-year-old father Mano Yogalingam spent more than a decade on a bridging visa, a fact the Tamil Refugee Council believes contributed to his death. Mr. Yogalingam has been part of a group protesting against Australia's visa laws in the days before the tragedy. Assistant Minister for Multicultural Affairs Julian Hill says the government is investigating.
We are gathering more information and may have more to say once more facts are known. But for now, I was horrified to hear of that incident, as I think any decent human being or Australian would be.
And to sport, swimmer Tom Gallagher has delivered Australia's first gold medal of the 2024 Paris Paralympics. It was also Gallagher's first gold medal of his career, as he powered to a winning finish in the men's S10 50 metres freestyle. The 25-year-old surged down the home stretch, ensured he held off a chasing pack that included Australian teammate Rowan Crothers, who finished with bronze. And that's all this morning's latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.